Have the photos come through?
They have. Some.
Sam says we have to pick three.
2089.
I'm not into 089.
Oh, you're not?
You know I'm not.
I hadn't noticed.
Needs to have both of us in it.
Where were you for 2089?
Oh, choosing a new shirt, right?
Well, you chose that shirt.
Yeah, you were rude about it then. You don't get to be rude about it now.
Oh, was I rude about it then?
Yeah, you were rude about it, yeah.
What did I say?
You said I looked like a J-cloth.
Huh. Is that makeup too?
Yeah, it's like a little foundation, maybe.
You look pox-ridden. Why do you do that thing with your mouth?
What thing?
You know, you make it sort of flat. Just like a line. Straight across your back, like a Muppet,
you know? I don't do that.
Yeah, I'm looking at 20 different photos of you. I cannot see your teeth in one of them.
I can't see your teeth in any of these either.
Yeah, but I have a twinkle in my eyes.
My eyes twinkle?
No, your eyes tire.
Tire?
Like a low-impact Gorgon.
Fuck you!
Portals onto a barren.
Oh, Jesus.
Arched. Arid land.
I have said sorry.
And I have accepted you.
Well, it doesn't look like it.
Have you rehearsed any of it yet?
Yes, of course.
How much of it?
It's difficult to quantify.
Give me a page number.
We've been starting from a more conceptual place.
What does that mean?
Well, it's part of my process. We've begun with a sort of freewheeling discussion about the play. Its themes, its inner workings, and what it might say to a 21st century audience.
You haven't done anything, have you?
Not a thing. In my defence, the business with Sam threw us a little off the rails.
Well, that was the business you failed to handle.
David said he would deal with it.
And did he?
Not really, no.
No, did he make it worse?
Yes.
All right. So, where are we?
Well, Sam's handled. He doesn't want to have anything to do with us or the play anymore. Which is good. David and Michael are angry.
With you?
Mostly with each other.
All right, Simon. I know this means a lot to you.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it's a really big opportunity.
Yes, it is.
And you promised me that you were up to it, so... Are you?
Yeah.
Then make some fucking progress. Make some fucking progress. Do something, will you? Please, please! All right, sorry. It's just, you know, it's fine. It's fine what you're doing. Anybody could do it, really. I just expected a little bit more of you, that's all.
Me too.
Well, you know, there's no need to... I don't need somebody hanging their head in shame. I just need somebody to do something for me, all right? Otherwise, what's the point? What's the point of you, really?
It's a good question.
Yeah, well, all right. All right, well, I think this has been constructive, so... Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thanks for your time.
Janine!
What?
I'm down here.
All sorted?
Nope, nightmare. Fucking nightmare.
You should have phoned
in. Joe is going to drop in on our session this afternoon.
Why?
Checking on progress.
There's been progress?
Plenty.
We haven't read anything yet.
Well, that's deliberate.
Well, why is that?
We've been operating from a more conceptual space.
Is Jo worried?
I think she just feels left out.
Left out?
Yeah. Shall we have a look at page 10? From, we do not have time for insanity.
Sure.
Yeah.
Whenever you're ready. Michael.
We do not have the time for insanity.
Life is crammed with insanity.
What the hell do you mean?
Your craft should be considered a breeding ground for madness, rendering falsity as truth.
Are you going to do it like that?
But what?
Arch.
Can we just carry on, actually? Michael, it's with you. A profession of madmen.
You think this is a profession of madmen?
I think that is your mission. Give life to fantastic characters.
I'll read the stepdaughter. Believe me, we are some of the most interesting characters.
Yes, and we, who've had the luck to be born as characters, can laugh even at death.
Can I just pause for a second? I've got a quick question about tone.
Yeah.
Yep.
So this dialogue is heightened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My impulse is to take the heat off it, sort of try it as natural as possible, try and make it sound real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And David seems to be going in a different direction.
Can we just read on?
Sure.
Yeah, we can just save questions like that until the end.
Yeah, I would like that.
Yeah.
Because we have the fortune to exist in a fantasy which nourishes us forever.
So what do you want here?
Not just to live, but to be heard.
Michael, that's you. I'll just do it, shall I? So what do you want here?
Not just to live, but to be heard.
Forever?
For however long I have, I want to be heard. Are you done for the day, Michael, are you?
For now, yeah.
I'll do both sides, shall I?
Why is that?
How can I help?
Why is that?
You guys can just listen. I want to tell our story.
I'm having trouble with the words.
Well, just try reading them.
No, your words.
No, we can discuss all of these questions at the end. That's what it's there for.
What's wrong with my words?
I'm struggling to believe them. There's a lot going on.
Okay.
Would you try something for me?
Oh, sure. Happy to, yeah.
Is that okay, Simon?
I'd rather be just pushed on, actually.
It won't take a sec. Just give me, I want to be heard again.
I want to be heard.
Simon?
I thought that was great.
You don't think he sounds cartoonish?
Cartoonish?
I've thought it for a while now.
Absolutely not. No, I don't.
It's why Georgia hasn't asked you to do the audiobook for a novel.
What?
I'm guessing.
She sold a book.
David, it's with you. I want to be heard.
I want to be heard.
I want to be heard.
Please, can we carry on?
I want to be heard.
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 But I want to be heard, so I'm trying to be heard.
I just, it's simple. I want to be heard.
It's got to have something behind, I want to be heard. It's got to have something behind it.
No, it's got to come from somewhere.
Just because you're mumbling doesn't make it good.
I speak the same language as you. You don't
well,
have
to speak. You're barely speaking. You're whispering it.
I want to be heard. Let's pretend we're all human beings.
Yeah, who have ears that need to receive the vibrations.
I mean, it's not a hearing thing. It's a sort of a feeling thing.
You know, what I'm doing makes sense, and what you're doing is a sort of weird...
It might sound weird to you, because you won't have been used to hearing that coming out of yourself.
It's so affected, if you don't mind me saying, or we heard.
Isn't it interesting, Simon, that if you spend a career speaking in such a stilted, sort of artificial way, then hearing something that's truthful can sound affected to you?
What have we heard? It's... I mean, yeah, maybe for theatre cluid, I don't know.
Okay,
that's
no,
it.
Let's
that's
do it your
I'm
way.
Do,
let's
I'm
do
just
it your way.
I'm just, no,
let's,
no, I'm just
we'll
doing
do it all
exactly,
your way.
I'm just doing it exactly how you want to do it.
Oh,
well, at least I can hear that. At least I can hear that, Simon. Simon. Simon.
Is that better?
I mean...
Yeah, it's all completely normal. You just need to stay relaxed and keep breathing, okay? It's all going to be fine, I promise.
Georgia.
That's it. In.
Georgia.
Out. Yeah.
You busy?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Do I sound cartoonish to you?
What?
Cartoonish.
No.
Sure?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's it. Deep breath in.
Michael doesn't think I make it sound real.
Deep breath out. What?
The play.
Has he sounded lately?
I've apologised.
Okay, and what does it sound like to me?
He was busy reading in the other parts.
Why was he reading in the other parts?
Michael and I were having a discussion about tone.
Yes, sorry, I'm still here. How far apart are they now?
We'll do a bit for Jewel later.
How long?
Not long, I wouldn't have thought. Oh, you're on there. Sorry, you're busy.
Yeah, okay, I'll phone them now. All right, hold on one sec. Hey, can I borrow your phone? When are you talking to Jo?
About an hour.
Okay, well, you know, she's got taste and all the money, so why don't you see what she says? Yeah, hi. I'm phoning on behalf of Victoria Kay. She's gone into labour and said that you'd be able to take her to hospital.
I'll do a bit of writing later.
Yeah, that's the one. That's a great
idea. Really good idea for this scene where a Scottish hero takes a shit in a Welsh twat's head.
That sounds promising. Yeah, that's the one.
Did you sell your novel?
233. Okay.
Georgia,
all right,
did you sell your novel?
Yes, I did, yeah.
Why would you not have told me about that?
Because I don't know how you're going to react to it.
I'd have been really fucking nice about it.
You don't seem to be being really fucking nice about it. I'd just like to point out that's exactly why I didn't tell you, okay? Okay, I have to go now.
Where are you going?
Vicky's gone into labour, and I need to go and help her, and you're going to have to stay here. Are you going to be okay meeting Jo?
Yes, I...
Looking after the kids, getting them dinner and getting into bed?
Can manage all that.
Yeah.
How long are you going to be?
I won't be back till tomorrow.
Oh, fine. Beep, beep. See, that's Roadrunner.
I know.
That's cartoonish.
I really appreciate it.
I can do it when I choose to do it.
Yeah.
Go on. Okay. Go on, do the deep voice, fucking nightingale.
Simon tells me things have become a little bit tense between you.
No. Where is Simon?
Well, I'm hosting the meeting and I'm not letting him in.
Okay. He said that we were going to read some of the play for you today, is that?
Do you feel ready to read?
Sure.
Easy peasy.
But Simon said that we haven't actually spent a lot of time on the actual text.
No.
Yeah. No, we've been operating from a more conceptual place.
Is that you on that mug?
No.
How serious is this? You don't need to put your hand up.
Michael's being insufferable.
Okay. Let's try and be a bit more constructive. No, you don't have to put your hand up.
Well, do you think that I sound cartoonish?
No.
Right? Well, because Michael's upset, he started throwing around some very unhelpful phrases.
Well, why is Michael upset?
Well, Michael is upset, Joe, because he didn't realise that he was second choice for the role, which, because apparently that has never happened in the history of theatre ever.
We really don't need to keep raising our hands, so... Michael.
It is true that I have never been the second choice before.
Sorry, is that... That's literally your complete point, is it?
I'd like it noted.
I mean, you see what I'm having to work with?
Is that why you're upset, Michael?
No, I'm upset because David and Simon are fucking liars.
All right, I admit it was handled badly. Yes, David.
Yes, I will absolutely hold my hands up that I did hold some stuff back. The reason I did that is because of my experience of Michael. I knew that at this time he would become overly sensitive.
Oh, fuck! Come
I
on.
Didn't want to hold things
no,
up.
No, because I knew that we had limited time. Game. Let's not start doing
start
that.
Start doing what?
Pointing fucking fingers, you Scottish! That is you on that fucking mug!
Oh, what? Oh, this mug? This mug here? This one here? Yeah, yes. Look at her! Look at her!
Fucking
face!
Scottish man and boy, child!
And make you drink them!
Let's just all take a step back. Yeah. That was impressive.
Look, Joe.
Yeah.
You know as well as I do that I add concrete value to any project that I'm a part of.
Sorry, you add concrete value?
That's what I said.
Concrete value? Is that the same as concrete value?
I said concrete.
You said concrete.
I know what I said.
You said concrete. It's funny because I thought you were classically trained. I thought you'd know, you know, where to put the emphasis on a word, but apparently
I
not.
Bring gravitas, which is very important.
I bring charm,
all
which
right,
is more important.
No one is doubting what either of you bring to the party, all right? I just want to get this resolved. The play is a classic. You are both exceptional. And Simon, he really knows what he's doing. He does. We have a chance here to come out of all of this with something really special. If we can just resolve... Can we resolve this, please, David? Yes, thank you. Yes. Michael.
I'm sorry, I just want to make sure that I don't get oversensitive.
Oh,
see,
bullshit.
See, David
such
needs
bullshit.
To calm down too.
Oh, do I? Because when I get over-emotional, I start to sound cartoonish, don't I?
Oh, I've heard that about you as well, yeah.
Fuck it, I wrote a scene today about me taking a shit on your big fucking Welsh hairy head.
Yeah, well, if... Oh, right, I've got to go. Sorry, I'll be back. I've just got to drop some shopping off for my neighbour.
Well, that's kind, isn't it? Isn't it? That's kind of him, David.
No, she's blackmailing him.
Right, why?
Because he's a lush.
She's harmless, okay? And she's alone.
Does she have any family?
Her children are stuck in Cardiff. It's no trouble. I just pick up the shopping. I drop it round at 4. I ring the doorbell. Out she pops. We say hello and hello, and that's the end of it. I did it yesterday, and she made me a barra breathe to say thank you.
Oh, so it's a symbiotic relationship then.
What's a barra breathe, Michael?
It's a Welsh fruitcake.
Takes one to know one.
Don't.
What are you dropping off to her today?
Mixed fruit, sugar, tea, mixed spice, flour, and eggs.
What's she making you today?
It's another barrel of breathe, isn't it? All right, hang on.
Simon, up to this?
He is terrified of you both.
Why?
Because you're behaving like twats. You're twats.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be fine. We went through half a dozen of these in Good Omens.
How did you resolve it then?
Battleships.
Battleships? Mm. Like with a pen and a paper and a grid with the hit and miss and...
Yeah.
You're back.
Just tell Joe about battleships.
Oh, yeah.
No?
She didn't answer the door. I think the world would be a much better place if more problems were resolved like this.
E4.
Oh. Miss.
Well, it certainly helped us over the years, hasn't it? Mm.
Do you think it's game-specific?
You could try something else if you want.
Like what?
Twister.
It's too sexual. B2?
Is a miss? Chess?
Nah, it's too complex. Snakes and ladders?
Oh, now you're talking. Yeah. D2.
Hit!
Very hit!
I'm sorry I let the cat out of the bag about George's novel.
Right.
B3?
Is he miss?
And that I said you were cartoonish, that wasn't fair.
Well, I mean, it's not so bad, because I am, after all, the voice of Scrooge McDuck.
Is that...
What, the voice of Scrooge McDuck?
Yeah.
No.
Who's that, then?
I mean, I have no idea. That's like nothing I've ever heard on earth. D3.
I'll do it as Mickey Mouse.
You've sunk my battleship!
Victory is mine!
Does this victory mean we get to re-explore the conversation about credits?
You can have it.
She'll be fine. Michael, she'll be fine.